Welcome to the Soul Traveler Podcast, an exploration of conscious living with your host, Jennifer Mitchell of The Soul Experience. Join Jennifer as she explores the quantum realms of the subconscious mind and all aspects of spirituality. Driven by curiosity and a thirst for knowledge, topics will stretch the boundaries of your imagination and revive your mind, body, and soul.
Hey there, Soul Travelers. This is your host, Jennifer Mitchell. Welcome back to another episode. I am here today with Crystal Holm, and Crystal is a feng shui master and manifestation expert, and she helps soul-driven women get into alignment with the life that they want. Welcome to the show, Crystal. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Actually, I was just wondering, where are you connecting with us from today? Where are you calling from?
I am in Oregon.
Oh, beautiful.
United States. Yeah.
Yes, I love Oregon. We had a chance to visit up there a few years back. It's beautiful up there. Yeah, I'm from Vegas, so pretty cool.
Oh, my boyfriend's from Vegas.
Mm. Oh, I love, Crystal, if you can just get started by telling listeners today a little bit about yourself. Who are you? And how did you get into this exciting line of work that you do?
Oh, goodness. I sort of feel like my whole life path led me here, really. Little things and the big things. So I actually started doing energy work when I was really young, like 9 years old. I was introduced to it by my stepmother. My parents divorced when I was about 8. Both my mother and father remarried. It was a really ugly situation. Very ugly. And quite honestly, I wanted to escape from my life. And I was very fortunate in that my dad married the most magical, wonderful, amazing woman ever, who taught me about all sorts of supernatural things. She taught me astrology and palm reading and magic and all of that stuff. And so at 9, I don't know if all girls go through this, but I was very much just enraptured with it. And so it became this lifelong study and love for me of studying anything related to that. Right? It took me down a lot of different rabbit holes, from astrology to the witch burnings, right? Of the Inquisition. You know, it took me to so many places and so many things that I just studied just out of interest and love. It gave me a sort of passion to follow. At the same time, my favorite thing to play was like decorating my Barbie dream house or rearranging my bedroom. I think it's just something in my DNA that just makes me want to rearrange furniture. And it took me a little while to find my path. Mm-hmm. What I really wanted was to own my own business, but I didn't really, like, my vision was just, I want a business. It wasn't like I wanted a specific kind of business, just a business, you know? So it took me a while to find that path. And I came on it in college after a very long stint of depression where I just sat on the sofa as my life crumbled around me. Stupid decisions, you know, whatever. There was a lot of blame that happened. And so I just went through this very long, like 6-month period of depression. And then it finally, and I sat there, I'm going to date myself a little bit here, because I was watching Trading Spaces on TV like all day long when it was just, that was all that was on HGTV when that first became a thing. Oh gosh, so many decades ago. But I couldn't figure out what I should do with my life. Like I was at a crossroads. And I'd hit a Saturn period that was in this crossroads of major shift and major change. And finally, at the end of that 6 months, I was like, oh, I should become an interior designer. Like, I always am decorating. Like, I decorate for me. I go to my girlfriend's house. She goes to the bathroom and I'll just rearrange her living room. Like, this was wrong. So I fixed it for you. Like, that's what I do. People call me to help them decorate. From the time I was young, strangely, even adults would ask me for my decorating.
Like they picked up on it.
Yeah, like it's in my genetics, I guess. It was what I was here for. And so I went back to school for that. And when I was in college, in my psychology class, I had to write a paper related to my field of study. And it was like one per person, right? So there was no duplicate reports because we were going to be reading them all to this class. So I chose feng shui for mine. And I wrote my paper. And honestly, at the end of it, I was so fascinated. Like I'd known in the beginning it had to do with energy in your house. Mm-hmm. But I really didn't know anything about it. And when I turned in that paper, I was honestly so much more fascinated with feng shui. And I had no clue. Like I was like, this book says one thing and this book says something else and this book says something else entirely and none of it like matches. And there was, but I was hooked and I started like implementing into my life as much as possible just to try to figure out how does it work. I have a perfectionist inside of me that I needed to know how it worked before even just to practice it. And so I tried that for a while, just practicing on myself. And eventually I finished school. I moved on with my career and stuff. And I sort of got my first client really by accident. It was kind of a weird thing. I'd been working in my career for a couple of years. Uh-huh. I'd worked my way into a position that I really loved. And I had just started this new job. And my boss pulled the entire design team together and was like, so the project that we turned in to this family for final approval has been rejected because the feng shui is wrong. She knew nothing about feng shui and she was in a panic needing somebody on the team to fix it. She's like, does anybody know anything about feng shui?
And how random is that? Sorry, that's like so random, right?
It was so random, but they were international clients. Mm. The project was in China. I was living in Hawaii at the time. So about 50% of our clients were international, mm-hmm. right? Or, you know, like whether they be on the mainland here or in Japan or China or in other parts of Asia. So we had them all over, a few in the South Pacific. Like there was just clients everywhere kind of around that area. So it was very random, especially since I had just started. And it's not something you hear all that often, but they were just like, no, the feng shui is wrong and somebody needs to fix it. And so my boss had pulled us all together and was like, please help. And so I said, I know feng shui. I can help. And they dumped this entire project on me, like my first week on the job. And
lucky you.
Yes, every ounce of imposter syndrome ever in the world kicked in. And I was just like, oh my God, I don't think I know anything. All I had done at that point was study different books and practice at my home and try to figure it out. And I'm like, oh, in a panic, like the client might know more than me. And what if I screw this all up? And now my whole job is on the line. Like I blew it way out of proportion. And turned out I fixed it fine. The client was happy with it. But I really loved doing the feng shui. I love this layering of it. And I was just it more pulled. But at the same token, I had my scare, right?
Big scare.
Right. It's, imagine. Yes. It was that big, scary moment of, you know, we've all had them, of terror. And I was like, okay, if I'm going to do this, I have to really learn. So I found a school that teaches traditional feng shui. And I started learning all about why does all these books say different things and how do you really do it and how to actually apply it. And I started taking on my own clients. I was in a group of women and we were all kind of in personal development and working on relationships. And I had offered all the women with me that I would help them to feng shui their place to make room for this relationship and get their energy into alignment with it. And so many of them said yes. I was sort of inundated with them all at once. And it was really great because I got to see so many different ways of how they accepted what I was offering. Like some of them did nothing and some of them took what I, you know, suggested and ran with it. And then some of them were very stuck, but it gave me like this real great experience of like, oh, they need more from me than just here's this little thing. And so it really started changing like how I worked with them. I found myself coaching them through this sort of process just to get them to change their space, right? It was just like, we're going to feng shui, so I'm going to give me your floor plan and I'll tell you how to rearrange things and maybe what to put in there or what to take out. And they wound up needing like a lot of coaching to get through this process. And over time, then I started taking on more clients. And I found that it became this real transformational process. Shortly after that initial batch of clients, I was like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to open a business and this is what it's going to be. And as I started, I was still part-time in my business and I was still working full-time in a job to pay the bills because, let's be honest, that's how it really works when you just start a business on your own.
Yeah.
Many, many people, when it's just, you know, you're trying to start a little side hustle and make that transition.
So, Crystal, I'd love to dive in and talk about a little bit more about feng shui. How exactly does it work? So does the really like arranging items in your home, does it affect our mental well-being and how so?
Yes and no. Yeah. So how we arrange it, how feng shui works is all about expanding your life force energy into your environment so that you can really reach your full potential in your life. It's based on observation and repeatable calculations and methodologies, and there's a whole lot of science and stuff behind it. And your home is a reflection, right? How you live in your home is a reflection of like what's internal for you and what's going on, like what's instinctive. But often what's instinctive for us, it comes from a place inside that is telling us one story, right? It's reflecting what we believe or what we've been taught to believe about ourselves. So that's where it's like there's a science and there's an art to it, because we can use these calculations and figure out where you should be placed, you know, like where is the best place for your bedroom or your office or your living room, your kitchen? Where are the best places for those spaces? If we're building from the ground up, right, we can position what's going to be the best for you so that it's all an energetic match and your doorway's in the right place and your kitchen is in your, you know, all the rooms are in the right place. But who really does that?
Right.
More often than not, we're moving into something that's already built. Mm-hmm. And so what we're trying to do is we do those calculations and say, okay, now where is the house like energetically out of sync with the planet? And where do we need to get those two things into alignment? Because when there's a five element cycle, when those are out of sync and out of alignment, and one element is overpowering the other, the energy is forced into like a negative pattern, right? If that makes sense.
Yes.
Right. Because you don't ever, energy doesn't go away. It's just transformed into one thing or the other.
Yes.
So we remedy those cycles, but that's the science part. The art part of it really is people are part of this equation, right? When people move into this empty house, suddenly there's a whole nother energetic force involved that we also need to calculate and mesh together. And so that's where all of the placement part comes in, right? Where do we put you? And how do we compensate for where the energy is out of alignment for you, right? Because there's going to have those, I don't want to say good and bad, because that's not quite the correct terminology, but for lack of, or to keep it simple, you have the places, the energies that are good, positive, supportive energies for you. And then you have the other rooms in your space that are going to be more draining and have a more negative effect. And
every home is going to have that.
Every home has it. Every space has it. You're going to have the areas to avoid and the areas to try to spend the majority of your time. And it's about 50%, right? Because it's divided into basically eight squares of sorting this. So then how we position you in there is what we calculate. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, that's where the art comes in too of those elements and making those corrections and making it all mesh together.
So if the house is out of balance, let's say, can that have like an impact on your dreams?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Because in particular, the house can have its impacts on your life, right? Okay. Like if the energies are lined up for maybe, like this year in my space, it's when I calculate for this year in my office space, particularly, there's a high risk of robbery this year. So
how do you calculate that?
It's just a lot of math numbers and you just plug in some numbers and read the outcome and how that kind of works. But so then the remedy for that is a fire remedy in this particular case here. So that's one impact, but also me being positioned in this space, this is a good and supportive space for my office to be in. So one is counteracting the other, right? I'm making the choice to position myself in a good place to grow a business. And so there's an annual thing for this year that it's like, oh, be aware that, and it's in similar to astrology, actually, it's more like, oh, I run the risks of potential robberies this year. So it gives me some insight to being extra careful for different investments or the decisions that I'm making. So there's like two ways to fix that problem. First, knowing that problem is potentially there, and then correcting the energy for it.
Mm-hmm. So like, what is the number one thing when you work with a client that you find is blocking their home or the energy that maybe is overlooked? If you could give us a little insight on that.
Well, it's pretty much always clutter. And overlooked is not really the right word. Mm-hmm. Because, we will use the word overlooked when the truth is it's avoided.
And ignored.
And yeah, it's avoided on purpose. It's ignored on purpose, right? It's a very intentional thing, but because the clutter is a reflection of where you're stuck. Yeah. So it's a mirror for that. And it's going to keep you stuck until you change your beliefs around it.
Hmm.
Because even if you get rid of that little bit of clutter, you'll just buy new clutter.
All right. I'm an open book on the show, Crystal. So I'm going to ask you, I have an issue with my laundry. I hate laundry. And it's like in this corner, in this pile, I'm like, I'll do it tomorrow. And it gets bigger and bigger. And I stress about it. So if I was your client and I said, I have this issue, like I can't, no matter what I do, I just can't seem to tackle the laundry. Like I know it's probably linked, I recognize it's probably linked to something deeper, like you're saying, psychologically. Or so what would you say to someone like me? Because I know that there's someone listening out there. I'm not the only person.
Well, I have a whole process that I take clients through, mm-hmm. actually a whole four-step process that we deal with clutter. And I actually coach them for 3 months.
Wow.
Around the clutter. So it's not a real quick one and done solution. We'd really have to dive into the thing that you're avoiding, which like you just said here, I know it's deeper, but I don't know what it is. That's what you have to dive into.
Yeah.
Is what it is and why. Because it is some type of a trauma response or an avoidance, a procrastination, mm-hmm. which is also a trauma response. So there's definitely something there that's going on. But I take clients through that whole long process to help them with it. Because I don't have the answers. You do.
Yes. And I know that. I work with trauma release through hypnosis. I should do a session on myself. I see it's linked to something. I'm just, what is it linked to?
And my job is generally to help them declutter that and then go through this whole process. It's a whole, like I said, it's a whole transformational process that I've developed using traditional feng shui, right? So feng shui is a big part of it. And so is my design background, because we're going to design all of it into one space. But it's like turning the whole thing into a 3D vision board for going forward. So in order to do that, the part of the whole process is becoming that person who is living that life, right? Like if you want to be the person who is living the life that doesn't have a pile of laundry, you have to become that process, or you have to become that person. And so that's sort of what my process takes them through. But it takes a few months to get
and
you there.
It's like my dirty secret, literally, because it's dirty laundry. And like the whole house is still sparkling and clean. And then you go into my closet and it's like this ginormous pile. And I'm just like, okay, I got to deal with this. It's on my to-do list.
Hey, it's Jen Mitchell, host of the Soul Traveler podcast and your partner in leveling up your life through quantum hypnosis. I'm sure that you've heard before that all answers lie within, right? Well, it's true. Do you ever wonder how some people are so wildly successful and seem to achieve all of their life goals? It's because they've figured out life's secret, the power of the subconscious mind. Highly successful CEOs and entrepreneurs have used hypnosis to make their dreams a reality, and it's no longer a secret. Now you can transform your life with the power of the subconscious by using these same techniques with quantum hypnosis. Let's level up your life. Visit me online at thesoulexperiences.com and click on subconscious coaching.
I love to hear transformation stories. Can you share with us maybe a client transformation story of someone who just made a massive shift or change in their life after working with you and aligning everything?
Oh my gosh. I have quite a few. A lot of people change completely what it is that they think they want. Like that whole group of women that I started with, all of them were there in this process of they wanted a relationship. Mm. And several of them, midway through working together on this whole transformation thing, they were like, Yeah, what I really want is my own business, right? I don't, like, I don't necessarily know that I want a partner. I really want something for me. On the other hand, I've had women come to me and also say, I want a business. And then halfway through, she's like, you know what? I don't. What I really want is I want this. Like, I want to carve out my own niche inside of someone else's business or inside of a job. And I want a partnership. Strangely enough, one of my favorites, actually, she was sort of in that same stage of transitioning from full-time job, part-time business. And she was trying to make that shift over or make that leap. And she was, they had a lot going on, actually. They were, her and her husband were trying to buy a house. She was trying to build this business. And they were really working towards different futures. And
you hear that often.
Yeah, they were working very much towards different futures. And in the course of working together, her and I worked together for quite some time. And she, a few months after our work together, she reached out to me and she had tripled her income after making, we decluttered a whole lot of stuff that was keeping her stuck. Physical clutter, mental clutter, emotional clutter, all of it. She rearranged some stuff to get the energy moving and unblocked something. And all of a sudden, all these clients started popping out of everywhere. She was booked solid. She literally had to quit her job in order to have time for all of these clients that were just suddenly like, I'm ready to work with you now. And she tripled her income for like 3 months. And then, and I love this, this is so funny, because then she wasn't actually working from home, right? She had an office in like a co-working office type of area where you can just rent a tiny, a little space just for yourself. And the manager or whomever in charge of them, of that office building, came to her and was like, we have a situation, right? We have a bigger client that's wanting to move in and want this whole wing of suites. So we're going to need you to move your office over here. Literally, like within a few months of us working together, we're going to need you to move your office over here to a whole new wing. The office was twice as big and they didn't raise her rent at all because it was them making the request.
Right.
So she got an office size that was twice as big for the same amount of money and a better view. Like, it was all of it. The whole thing was great. And then another couple months later, sort of out of the blue, they were basically given a house. Like, they had been trying to buy a house for a long time and like saving up and working towards this whole thing. And then I don't know if it was how they inherited it or what exactly the situation was, but they basically got a house. And so they ended up moving. And then she had a home office and a huge, like 4 or 5 bedroom house. She moved to a whole different state and it ended up, everything kind of just, her whole life just completely transformed.
And I'd like to go back to something you said at the beginning of the story was how, and it makes so much sense when you think of it from like a big picture perspective, how once she decluttered, then all of these clients started to trickle through. And it makes so much sense because, you know, the clutter represents maybe, you know, in my opinion, like a block, like something is blocked, energy is blocked. And so when you unblock that, you know, declutter that, then everything can start to flow more freely. So it kind of just clicked for me when you said, as soon as you decluttered, all these clients started trickling in. I was like, yeah, because the clutter was like the block and that energy. It makes so much sense.
The clutter is a reflection of her internal blocks that were preventing money from, like, from her from receiving it. So, yeah, it wasn't just the physical clutter that, but yes, it was the block that was internal within her that physical clutter was reflecting for sure. Yeah, so it was just, and I see that happen time and again and again and again and again, that it's, as soon as we get started on this process, some women stay very stuck and very resistant to decluttering anything. And some are ready to, you know, that energy is just stuck and stagnating and they're going to stay stuck there until they're able to get it moving again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so intriguing. Okay, I'm definitely feeling motivated now to go and tackle my pile of laundry. Oh my goodness. So I know you also work a lot with manifestation too and helping, you know, people to manifest. What's like the number one tip or piece of advice that you would give listeners about manifesting their dream life?
You have to be in alignment with it. That's what all of my work is all about. Mm. And I mean, I see all these videos all the time about like vision boards, right?
Yeah.
Oh, put it up on your vision board, which is like this big, right? In your whole space, which your whole space is screaming at you all of the blocks and all of the reasons why you can't have your vision. And here's this tiny little vision board that's like, here's what you're wishing for and here's what you're hoping for. And that's the reason that we don't have the life that we want, because it's disproportionate, right? This tiny little box is not going to win over all of the other things that are constantly telling you the same story of why you're going to lose. And so that transformation, the transformation of your space, is sort of that catalyst of transforming yourself into that person who lives that life, which is the catalyst of transforming your whole life.
Oh, beautiful.
And it all works. That's where you start. You start at home, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so much of that makes sense and, you know, really resonates when you talk about just avoiding certain things, or when you said it's a reflection of internal struggles and things like that. So I'm sure that I'm not the only one that's resonating with right now. I really love the wisdom that you've shared with us today. If listeners want to work with you, where can they find you online? Where do you hang out?
Mostly I hang out on YouTube. Yeah. And so they can certainly come find me on YouTube. But if they want to have a conversation, like they want to talk about their space and what they're struggling with as far as like decluttering or getting into alignment with the life that they want, they can schedule a complimentary design consultation with me.
Beautiful.
At peaceandprosperityalignment.com.
Perfect. And I will make sure to include that link below, as well as I'll link your YouTube channel and whatever else you want to connect with listeners on. I'll put all of that into the notes. Is there any final words of advice or thoughts that you'd like to leave us with today, Crystal?
Just start. I know it's hard sometimes, but even just setting a timer for 5 minutes a day will do amazing things for getting the energy moving. You could start with one little junk drawer and it'll make a huge difference in the ripples that it creates as far as getting energy moving in your life.
Or in my case, one load of laundry.
One load of laundry, yes. We'll send big ripples into the world. It's amazing how that works.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been lovely talking with you.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Bye for now.
This podcast is brought to you by The Soul Experience, Quantum Healing Hypnosis. Are you ready to embark on an inward journey of quantum healing? Quantum Healing Hypnosis is the most profound method of inner work and self-healing someone can do while on a spiritual path. In a single session, you experience past life regression, exploration between lifetimes, self-healing performed by your subconscious, release of trapped trauma, and answers to your most important life questions. Your higher self has a message for you and is here to help you and guide you on this life journey. Book a session today with Jennifer Mitchell at thesoulexperiences.com.